welcome to Narratives. With a heroine travelling back and forth in time to an alternate universe, this is a science fiction romance novel for young adults.
These blue woolen pants are so itchy they may as well be made from steel wool. Every step I take scrapes my skin. Bet I break out in a rash. Stupid skin, stupid oversensitive magnet for allergy skin. It won't do any good to scratch, but it will feel so good. Quick check, nobody's watching. If I can time my step right and rub it just like... Oh. We squeeze past another group of men standing in this clay-walled trench, looking like soldiers. They are soldiers. I mean, soldiers from World War I. Pretending to be, at any rate. We're here for a reenactment to celebrate the centenary of something called the Battle of the Somme. And all I can think about is how much I want to scratch my thigh. This reenactment is all about being authentic, so my horizon blue wool trousers are made of real wool. I know! Just thinking about how much I itch is making everything else itch. I can't scratch my head because I have a helmet on and all my crazy ginger hair is smooshed up inside it. That's right, I'm ginger, deal with it. If I take the helmet off, I'll never get my hair back in there. Maybe Marianne can help me scratch this itch. Maybe she's just as itchy. We could scratch each other's backs. Oh, that spot just between my shoulder blades that I can never reach and which is burning now. Marianne's walking ahead of me, marching along. The trenches are built like a hedge maze, only made of mud instead of hedges, I guess. We're doing this experience together, along with her brother Luke. Wow, a whole couple of minutes without thinking about Luke. I swear I'm getting better at trying to ignore him. The rifle on my shoulder weighs a ton. If we could just stop walking for a moment, I could lean it down here against the wall and stretch out my shoulder. Oh. Marianne turns back and gives me a look that could be sympathy and says in her gorgeous French accent, "We will be in place soon, Ingrid. A bit of running, a bit of mud, then tomorrow we spend the day at a spa." I'm looking forward to that massage and facial tomorrow as I shift the heavy rifle on my shoulder. Why is this weapon so heavy? Probably made of lead. Probably giving me lead poisoning just by holding it. I can't help it. I'm going to have to sneak another ogle at Luke, who is a few paces ahead of Marianne. Never thought I'd go for the man in uniform look, but in this case I'll make an exception. He turns me into a mental case just thinking about him, and I'm supposed to treat him like a brother. It's my own stupid fault for reading Anna and the French Kiss before I boarded the plane. Have I taken my Ritalin this morning? Marianne and Luke are my sister and brother while I'm here on exchange. Would I follow my real brother, if I had one, into battle? Hell to the no! I don't even follow Dad into the mock battles he signs up for back home when he and his mates bring the Eureka Stockade back to life. He would love this so hard. Can't wait to tell him all about it. I'm no history nerd. I'm simply embracing a cultural experience, walking through these genuine trenches from history. History's culture. The best way to learn about culture is to fully embrace it, right? That's what Luke had said. Or maybe Marianne had said it. Okay, someone said it and I agreed to it. Luke and Marianne wanted to be here, and who am I to be the handbrake?
You've been listening to Ebony McKenna, reading from her book, 1916-ish. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.